Alfa, Omega,
beside you.
Somebody by the hand, and you are going to pray for that person from your heart, and that person will pray for you. You intercede for your friend will intercede for you. Say, my friend,
every move of your enemy
shall become testimonies for you. In the name of Jesus, pray for your friend like that. Let all their moves become your testimonies. Masepokotendeka, riapa likatensendeka yaba. Then become testimonies for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab another person by the hand. Say, my friend, you shall arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare to that person. Aha. Masekatenda ya boshantaraba. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab a third person by the hand. Say, every congregation of witchcraft assigned to make you fail, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare to your friend,
In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for another time before you. We thank you because you are a great God and you do great things. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens to help us. Father, we thank you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This wonderful afternoon, open our understanding.
Amen.
Make us better warriors.
Amen.
Lay your hands upon us.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
Let's have a say, God bless you. I welcome you most warmly to this meeting again. God bless you mightily in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So with your kind permission, may I have my seat, please?
Yes,
right. God bless you as you allow me to sit down. All right. Today, we're looking at something very deep and something that requires warfare. It requires the major warfare you may need to fight. So it's better to listen very carefully. Take your notes as much as you can take notes. And don't let it end here. You have to continue with it. Meanwhile, I'd like you to bow down your heads and tell the Lord to specially open your understanding and also for him to cover your brain with the blood of Jesus. Can you say that to the Lord? In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
This afternoon we're looking at ministry and witchcraft. Ministry and witchcraft. And I want you to listen very well. Very, very well. Because more than any other department of darkness, this is the department that scatters churches. Ministry and witchcraft. I'm going to read two scriptures. Then we go on from there. The first scripture I like to read is 1 Samuel chapter 15. From verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Ministry and witchcraft. There are some of us here this evening. If you can pray these powers out of your way, that's all the breakthrough you need. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Are we there? And Samuel said, "And the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord." He said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Where we need is another definition of witchcraft here. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as the sin of idolatry. Please note that in your spirit. Rebellion is equal to witchcraft. Now in the book of Nahum is in the Old Testament. I'm sure you know. Nahum chapter 3. Once you are there, let me know so I can continue. Nahum chapter 3, I read from verse 1. Can I go on? It says, woe to the bloody city. It is full of lies and robbery. The prey departed not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain. Wherever witchcraft is present, there will be plenty of people dying, both physically and spiritually. Multitude of slain, and a great number of what? Carcasses. And there is no end of their what? Corpses. The corpses were so many, they stumble upon their corpses. Why did this happen? What is the reason for verse 1 to verse 3? Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot. The mistress of what? Witchcrafts. Plural. Witchcrafts. Plural. That selleth nations through a whoredom and families through a witchcrafts. Plural. So meaning that there are different kinds of witchcraft. Now, beloved, witchcraft is a terrible thing. Terrible. Because witchcraft makes a person to do Satan's will. When you see somebody influenced or possessed by the spirit of witchcraft, he is doing the will of Satan. Witchcraft, beloved, is actually, to be quite honest with you, public enemy number one. If there is really a public enemy, it's not a politician. Witchcraft is public enemy number one. And as you go from nation to nation, from territory to territory, from geographical location to geographical location, you see witchcraft being repackaged in every area. It's repackaged. The witchcraft operation of the Yoruba land is different from the one of the Igbos. The one from the Igbos is different from the Hausas. And as we leave Nigeria, you go to other shores, there is their own form of witchcraft too. In fact, to be quite honest with you, Nigerians should be very happy and be giving glory to God. If you go to Francophone countries, you will know that there is serious witchcraft. At least in Nigeria now, the herbalist has a place he will stay. You go and consult him. In some Francophone countries, the marabout is on the street. The native doctor is walking about on the street as if he's selling orange. So you can just call him inside your house from the streets. So is that terrible? The effect and the terribleness of witchcraft. From nation to nation, they vary. The Arabs have their own version of witchcraft. They're ready to die. They're ready to kill everybody in addition to dying. The Englishman has his own version of witchcraft. The Americans have their own version of witchcraft. The devil has done a very good homework and has repackaged witchcraft to even suit the taste of modern day man. Those of you who are sitting down here, when last did you see a woman confessing on the street that she's a witch and that she has eaten babies? It's a long time. Is it not happening? It's happening, but they have repackaged. It's been repackaged. The present day witches are no longer people with grey hair. They are people with dark hair, modern day briefcases. They have their oracle in their briefcase. Some have swallowed their own oracles. Those are the kind of modern day witchcraft we have now. And the greatest spiritual enemy of ministry, witchcraft. One man was sent to a church. The man was a man of God, sent to a particular church in a place called Akure. And he was supposed to do a 7 days crusade inside that church. The Lord gave him only one message. After the praise worship, after singing, praising God, and the choir has ministered, he grabs the microphone and he said, "Members of this church, I have a message to you from the Lord. And that message is that if you are a witch and you are in this church, I give you 7 days to repent. After 7 days, your time has expired. Let us share the grace." That's the sermon. I've just preached a sermon. And he was preaching that every day. God's come to the, after the praise worship, blah, blah, he grabs the microphone. "Members of this church, hear the word of the Lord. If you are a witch in this church, you have 7 days. After 7 days, your time has expired." And he will say, "Let us share the grace." And the people were coming. On the seventh day, things began to happen. There is one woman in the church, they call the mother in Israel. The mother in Israel was the first person they rushed to the evangelist, holding her neck. "What's the matter?" So she has just finished eating some twins. And the bones of the twins are in her throat. The man of God should lay hands on her and pray that the bone can come out. Man said, "No, the bone is not coming out. Expiry time has come." And within a week, 15 people died in that church. Then peace returned to the church. The church began to grow. I pray that any witch assigned to your congregation shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. Shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. So we're talking about very wicked but clever powers. Wicked and clever powers. So clever that a lot of pastors have been caged by these powers and they don't know. To even worsen the case, a lot of pastors have married witches. A lot of women. What's happening here today? A lot of women ministers have married wizards. And you know the Bible says two shall become one. So we have some major crisis in our hands as the body of Christ. That's the truth. It was in a particular university in this country. This man, a very brilliant professor of chemistry. So brilliant, he had made so many discoveries. He was respected in the neighborhood, in the campus, in the university. He was highly respected. He has a very beautiful wife, very intelligent woman. That one too, a PhD holder. Well, after some time, they needed house help. And they brought in this girl from the village. The girl had crocro and all kinds of ringworm all over the body. The girl sleeps at the boy's quarters. One day, a voice sounded to professors. "Professor, stand up." In the middle of the night, "Professor, stand up. Go to the boy's quarters." And professor stood up, went to the boy's quarters. At night, he stood up from the bed where his wife was sleeping, went to the boy's quarters. So this girl of about 15 years old at the boy's quarters. When professor entered into the boy's quarters, the girl was sleeping in a very strange way. She had her two legs spread out. And she was wearing nothing. Professor removed his pajamas. Professor began to sleep with her. There. The girl had opened the gates of hell. And the man entered therein. While professor was busy, the same devil went and woke up the wife. Said, "Madam, wake up. Where is your husband?" "You see the husband." Why is my husband? The same voice said, "Go to the boys' quarters." Madam rushed to the boys' quarters to find professor very, very busy and sweating.
The same devil told Madame to shout, "Hey, come and see, oh, everybody, this is abomination." And all the lecturers who were asleep, they woke up and came and found Professor. That was the end of his career in the university. That is witchcraft. The agenda is to disgrace destinies. Can you raise up your right hand? Powers of witchcraft. Assigned to disgrace my destiny. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Powers of witchcraft assigned to disgrace my destiny. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Masika pola kaya boshende raboko sente yaba. Command them to scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I've traveled all over the world. And I don't go to those places to go and tell them the messages they've been hearing. And the men of the world, even Christians now, they are tired of some messages. 10 M of money. 5 R of romance. 50 ways to become a millionaire. Getting tired. What's the sense in becoming a millionaire when the witch that will swallow it is in your house? So I go to tell them the truth. And there you see open confrontation of powers of the enemy assigned against children of God. But thank God, there's a growing consciousness now against these satanic forces of witchcraft. There was a meeting many years back. An evangelist was at the pulpit. He said, "If you're a witch, if you are here, come out." And people were coming out for the altar call. There was a brother there who believed that his mother was a witch. But he was sitting beside his mother. "So all witches, come out." And the brother, when the brother saw that the mother was not standing up, he said, "Mama, we are calling you." The woman turned to him and said, "No, they are not calling us yet. We are the kingmakers. This is calling the small, small boys." And he calls the kingmakers, "I will stand up." The brother almost collapsed. But as the brother looked carefully, he found that one of those at the front was his former girlfriend. So here is a brother, former girlfriend, witch, mama, witch. Caged in the center. Let me tell you one solid truth. If you have come from a family where witchcraft is very rampant, it will definitely affect your ministry. Unless you receive total deliverance yourself. And let me tell you another truth. If your mother was a witch and you were inside her womb for 9 months, you're a witch. We will soon see the category of witch you may be. Very soon. So a lot of Christians are very conscious of witchcraft and all kinds of things, and many people are ready to pray all kinds of prayers against witchcraft. But then many of us don't realize the level of witchcraft inside the church itself. And many of the so-called witch hunters and so on and so forth, they are wizards and witches themselves. And it is frightening to note, and this is very serious, it's frightening to note that many Christian gatherings are gatherings of witches and wizards. Although it may look colorful, it may look European, it may look American, actually gathering of witches and wizards. So much for a small introduction. Small introduction. There are two groups of witches. Number one, there is witchcraft by evil powers. Witchcraft by evil powers. Number two, is witchcraft as works of the flesh. Witchcraft as evil power. Witchcraft as works of the flesh. The word witch in the original language means to bend or to change. Bend and change something. The power of witchcraft is similar to, or in comparison, is similar in comparison to the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to operate a man. The witchcraft spirit is the power of the devil to operate in his agents. The difference between the Holy Spirit and the spirit of witchcraft is that the Holy Spirit is a person, but the spirit of witchcraft is a force. That's the difference. One is a person, a personality. The Holy Spirit is a personality. The spirit of witchcraft is a force, a spiritual force. Many are battling these forces right now in their ministries. Others don't know exactly what is going on. Others know that witchcraft is attacking them, but they don't know how to break the forces. Part of what we're going to cover tonight is how to break these forces. They don't know how to break it. So, don't be too surprised if you start praying this kind of prayers and you find some people disappear, they don't come to church again. When the human race in the book of Genesis, when they turned from following God, they moved into rebellion. And as they move into the rebellion, what they turned to was the power of witchcraft. That's why the Bible says rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. When Adam rebelled, the religion he went to is a religion called witchcraft. And if you read your Genesis very well, it got to the book of Genesis, chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11, where men now began to build tower to touch heaven. Now, let's be honest. Those men, we may say they are ancient men, they are foolish, but do you really think somebody can build a tower that will touch heaven? How many story buildings will you build to touch heaven? No. It's not. They are not building physical tower to touch heaven. They are reaching heaven by the power of witchcraft and astrology. They are drawing power from the heavenlies. That's what they are doing. How many? You can even build tower to reach the sun or the moon. It's not possible. So they are using wicked powers. That's why God was so concerned. He had to come and scatter their tongues. Scatter them. Introduce confusion into their midst. So shall any garden of witchcraft against any man of God there be scattered unto confusion in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen carry fire. So two kinds of witchcraft. Witchcraft as a spiritual power. Then witchcraft as works of the flesh. Let's look at the spiritual power one first. What is witchcraft as a spiritual power? Witchcraft as a spiritual power is conference with the devil to carry out evil operations. Conference with the devil to carry out evil operations. Two, witchcraft as a spiritual power is the exercising of supernatural powers by possessed persons. Exercising of supernatural powers by possessed persons. Three, witchcraft as a spiritual power is the practice of magic, sorcery, and wizardry. Practice of magic, sorcery, and wizardry. Four, witchcraft as a spiritual power is the use of demonic influences. The use of demonic influences to subdue or undo another person. The use of demonic influences to subdue or undo another person. Are you following me? Well, I might just look for you. Five, witchcraft as a spiritual power is the use of satanic weapons to cause evil to others. The use of satanic weapons to cause evil to others. Six, witchcraft as a spiritual power is control and manipulation using evil spirits. Control and manipulation using evil spirits. In this group one, that is witchcraft by spiritual powers, there are five classes. Five classes. How many classes?
Five.
Class number one. Witchcraft by inheritance. That is, somebody was born into a family of witchcraft and automatically he has inherited the gene of witchcraft, the power of witchcraft from the mother, from the father, from the family. That is, it is resident in the family. There are plenty of families like that. If you happen to come from that kind of family and you want to be a minister of God, you have a hard battle in your hands. Very, very hard battle, because those forces will battle you all the way. You think witches do not speak in tongues? They do. You think witches do not prophesy? Of course they do. Plenty of the prophecy sometimes that we listen to in church, they are from witches. Plenty of them, they just broadcast to you the decisions they've taken in their coven as a prophecy. Yes. One day I was scared as a young Christian. I was genuinely scared as a young Christian. I was sitting at the front like this. Somebody was sitting in my front and the person began to prophesy in the church. Blah, blah, blah. Don't say the Lord. Blah, 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 blah. This person was vibrating. It was shaking. The whole environment was shaking as the person was prophesying. Blah, 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 blah. The person finished the prophecy. After I had finished, another person began a prophecy at the back and said, "What an insult. You, that first person to speak, you came here with the spirit of witchcraft to prophesy upon my people. This is an insult. And because you have come to my house to insult me by prophesying here, you die within 7 days." Ah. I thought there was going to be some fighting that day, because I was scared. Because to me, the person prophesying at the front was genuinely prophesying. And I opened my eyes. The fellow who did the first prophecy, I began to say, "Ah, hey, please, thank God to have mercy on me. Please. 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 Is there anything that can be done? Please. In the house of God. Plenty of witchcraft cases that they sometimes bring to the mountain of fire. Young girls, small boys, they acquire from somebody in the family. Plenty of them. Most of them. Somebody in the family give them something to eat, appear to them in their dream, and so on and so forth. The other time, our deliverance ministers, they were praying for a girl of 13, 14. So, as the prayers were going on, they came to call me that, Joe, come and see what this girl has vomited. Come and see what this girl has vomited. And I ran there to see. I still feel sorry for ministries where they are not praying warfare prayers. They're joking. They're all still coming back to pray, just like they're all praying now. Yes. I ran there, and this girl had vomited a padlock. The body of the padlock looked like the body of a newly born rat. The padlock was closed. And I now ask her, I say, young girl, what's this padlock? Say, sir, that's what we used to lock up people. That's what we used to lock up people. Say, yes. Say, how many people have you locked up now? Say, uncountable. I said, okay. It was just an inspired word. I said, where is your mother? Say, mommy. Say, I've locked that one up. You lock up your own mother? Say, yes. Say, why is she now? Say, she has been in the hospital for 14 months. Nobody knows what's wrong with her. Why did you lock up your mother? Said, the woman misbehave and I discipline her. I said, okay. Where is the key to this padlock? Say, man of God, you want the key? I said, yes. She coughed out a small key. I said, okay, can you open this padlock now? Say, if that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. So she used that tiny key to open the padlock. After she's opened the padlock, I said, is your mother free now? She said, no. I said, but you said you logged out. You said, because I really wanted to deal with her, I passed her through 14 padlocks. Say, sir, for her to be free, all the other 13 padlocks have to be opened. This is why sometimes people come to church, they pray some small prayers, they receive some small relief. They don't know that still other padlocks. They run away. Then when the padlocks begin to open, they run back to church again. I pray that anybody here under witchcraft padlocks will be set free in the name of Jesus. That's witchcraft by inheritance. Two, that is witchcraft by decision. What did I say? Decision. Some people decide, say, what kind of punishment is this? No. I must go and receive witchcraft. And they go. Especially in polygamous home. Also, if you are a pastor, and you have come from a polygamous background, you need prayer. Don't let me deceive you. These things are common in polygamous setup. The younger wife may feel that she's been threatened, and she wants to protect her children. So she go and join witchcraft in order to protect her children. So that's witchcraft by decision. That is, you know that there is something called witchcraft. You are aware that there is something called witchcraft, and you personally go and enroll as a member. That's witchcraft by decision. I must retaliate. I must defend myself. Witchcraft by decision. It is sad, and I'm very sad in my spirit as I'm telling you this. It is sad that in many places, they have no respect for men of God anymore. Because some men of God go to witchcraft for power. And so, when you are talking, they think all of them are the same. Because some people go to them to receive power. Knowing that they are living in rebellion, they are living in sin against God, they know that they can't get the power of God, they go to witchcraft. So that is witchcraft by decision. Three. There is witchcraft by force. By force. Those are the people that they force them into it. They don't want to be part of it. They are not interested, but they are forced to it. They will take some of them, they will force feed them at night, they will do all kinds of things to them. Do you know that they can spiritually transfer a person out of the body and carry the person to their coven, and by the time the person comes back, sickness of all kind that the doctors don't have a clue of what's going on. By force. Transport them there by force. Say, I'm not going. They force them there. There have been people who they force feed in the night. They dream. They are force fed. People feed them terribly with food they will not normally eat. I had a friend like that. Anytime he slept and he had an important interview the next day, or he had an important function to attend, that very night, somebody will bring a big gourd of palm wine. And he will drink and drink and drink till daybreak. Till daybreak. In fact, he used to drink it so much that by the time he wakes up in the morning, the taste of palm wine is still in his mouth. And generally, any time he had that dream, anywhere he went, he failed. The palm wine, demon. It was when he came for deliverance that we realized that the problem was that his father was an Ogun worshiper and had dedicated him, although he's a pastor. I pray that if there is any dedication speaking against you, that dedication should be cancelled. It should be cancelled. It should be cancelled. It should be cancelled. In the name of Jesus. Four. Blind witches. Blind. They are into witchcraft, but they are not aware. They don't know. Sometimes, by the time they see a good teacher, by the time the teacher begins to explain the symptoms, they say, sorry sir, wait a minute, that thing you are saying happens to me, wait a minute, that thing you are saying happens to me, is then, by those symptoms, they may realize that, am I unconsciously into anything that I don't know? It is a tragedy when somebody is a pastor, but you are a blind witch. A blind witch. Because, if you are a blind witch and you are not aware and you are praying against them, it's like you are in the center of a battle. Angels of God will fire you their arrows. The demons will fire you their arrows. And the more you pray, the more attacks you get because you are part of them. I had a friend. He joined all 16 cults of the enemy in Nigeria. By the time he got born again, he had forgotten that when he was joining those cults, there was a time he swallowed some live birds. That's forgotten. So he will be calling fire prayers. As he's calling fire prayers, the birds he has swallowed will be agitated. And they were eating away his intestine until he almost died. Close your eyes. Say this loud and clear. Any unconscious material in my life, assigned by witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Basopokatanda kaya basha. Ribo lakatanda kasempa. In Jesus' name we pray. Group number five is witches in the church. Witches in the church. That is church witches. That is, they are using the church as cover. It's cover. Deaconess witches, ushering witches, singing witches, cover. But they are there on an assignment. Under group number one, they have 20 weapons. We're talking about witchcraft by spiritual power now, by evil powers. 20 weapons. Let's quickly run through their weapon one by one before I go to group two. Then we'll now go to how do we dismantle these things. Then we'll now start praying. 20 weapons. One. Weapon number one. Manipulation. Manipulation. I'm sure those of you who have been pastoring for years will have come across people in your church who would try to control you by prophecy. When they find they can't get their way, their argument has no scriptural backing, and what they are saying, you are not going to agree, thus said the Lord, shakapa sakapo shasa, the Lord said this. In my younger days as ministers, I order ushers to carry them out. I can't do that now. I was very rascally in those days. Yes. I can't do that now. I remember when MFM first started in 1989. We started in 1989, 1990. There was a lady that was trying to prophesy. She started, "Mlam, mlam, 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 mlam. My people, thus said the Lord." I jingled the bell. She continued. I jingled the bell again. She still continued. I jingled the bell third time. When she was not ready to come out, skip quiet, I said, "Ushers, carry her out." And I had very aggressive ushers in those days. Yes, the original ushers of MFM, they were very aggressive. They were not a Greek at all. Yeah. They just pick her up like paper. Paper. She was still prophesying in their hand. That's how they... That's how they carried out and dump her outside. I'll close shut the door. After the service, do you know she came to me and said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "Yes." She said, "I want you to put it on record that today the Holy Ghost wanted to talk and you silence him." I said, "Okay." I said, I'll record it. So yes, okay. I'll put it on record. So go and report me to the Holy Ghost. Don't worry. Leave him to deal with me. I'll put it on record. And she went away. Manipulation. Manipulation. Witchcraft manipulation. I've seen a situation before where three women, they jam themselves in a man's house. The man was befriending three of them. So all the three came at the same time. The man was sleeping with one inside the house. Then three came again. All the four women now started fighting. They tore their clothes. There was blood all over the place. As I was watching them, the Holy Spirit said, "Son, do you know that all these four women, they are from the same coven? But if you see them fighting themselves here, you will think they are actually fighting." See, they are not fighting. That blood you are seeing is not from their body. It's from some other person's body. And the man is destined for destruction. That's why they want to confuse him, to think that they are all enemies, whereas they are friends. It has been carefully planned out to destroy him. I pray that every manipulation against your ministry shall be scattered. Number two weapon is control. Control is a weapon. Want to control everybody, control the pastor, control the wife, control everywhere, control, control. Anytime they are not allowed to control, there is trouble. Control. When you get into a matrimonial home and you see madam telling your husband, hello, sit down there. If you stand up, you are in trouble. And the man said, yes, ma'am. Yeah, look at witchcraft operations. Control. Three, intimidation. Intimidation. Body comes and is threatening. So you don't know me. You have not asked for me in this street. The last person that fought with me is eating sand now. The last one that fought with me is biting tree. So better be careful. Trying to intimidate you. Trying to scare you. Right. Intimidation. Four. Isolation. Their weapon. They try and isolate you. Five. Soul ties. Soul ties. Six. Fear. Fear. Seven. Confusion. These are their weapons. Eight. Loss of personal identity. Person loses personal identity. Nine. Sickness. Sickness. Some time ago, he brought one Jew to me for prayer. He had bought a land. The moneyless, they have asked for extra money. He didn't have money to pay. So the moneyless now put something on the ground and said, if you come here, you are in trouble. If you come here, we are going to deal with you. So he too didn't prepare. Well, he went there and problem started. Legs went paralyzed, hand went paralyzed. That's witchcraft-sponsored sickness. Most of the sicknesses of men of God are witchcraft-sponsored. And therefore, before you begin to swallow drug, the first is to pray. First is to pray. And you, as a minister of God, you should not make it a habit to be swallowing drugs anyhow. Because if you are facing a spiritual attack and you are taking drugs, you may die. Because the drugs will not work. And in case you don't know, there are even witchcraft powers that swallows drugs. That drug that you put water in your mouth and put the tablet there is passing into another mouth. You thought you had swallowed the tablets. It didn't enter your body. It's gone to somewhere else. Something else has swallowed it. So sicknesses should not be taken at face value. Even ordinary headache, if you are the Panadol type, paracetamol, all those things type, before you begin to swallow your paracetamol, Panadol, lay your hand on your head first and pray. Then you can swallow it later if that is the level of your faith. No problem. It's not a sin to swallow Panadol. It's not even a sin to drink concussion if you are the one that prepared it. Uh-huh. The concussion you should not drink is the one they prepare in the native doctor's house in the market. You don't know what they have joined together. You don't know what they have said inside it. But if you go to the bush and start cutting paper and leaf and join the paper together, you see a mango tree in yours, you are cutting the back to drink. That's your problem. If you drink it and poison yourself, you go to hellfire. But it does not matter. The Bible does not say you cannot cook lizard and eat. You can catch lizards and boil it and eat. It's your problem. It's not a sin. But if you allow it to kill you, you go to hellfire. For foolishness. 10. Prophetic divination. Is their weapons. Prophetic divination. 11. Is spell casting. They cast spell on somebody. They cast spell on somebody. 12. Dark divination. As opposed to the prophetic one. Prophetic one, we say, thus says the Lord. We use Bible. This one, dark. Really dark one. With incantation and things like that. Dark divination. 13. Is herbalism. Herbs. Herbalism. 14. Sacrifices and rituals. Sacrifices and rituals. If you ever wake up one day and you find feces or excreta at the mouth of your church, it's witchcraft attack to prevent people from coming. Or you find them, they spread uncooked beans, uncooked maize at the door of your church. What they are trying to do is to scatter the place. Just like those uncooked beans, uncooked maize, don't join together. What they want to do is to scatter that place and cause disunity. To take it for granted will be terrible. You just take broom, sweep and come out. No anointing, no prayer. No. 15. Singing and dancing to raise energy. Singing and dancing to raise energy. Their weapon. 16 is curses. Curses, the curse. 17 is satanic healing. They heal to give the impression that they can really solve any problem. Satan can heal because he is the origin of sickness. So if somebody puts sickness in somebody's body, I go and appeal to him to remove it, he can remove it, and you think he has healed you. Whereas Satan has no free gift. He operates a primitive trade by barter. He takes something away, puts another thing back. He heals somebody from tuberculosis and gives a person HIV. That's what he does. Trade by barter. 18. Cults and the occult. Cults and the occult. 19. Conversion of people into animals. Conversion of people into animals. A person's spirit can be invited from the body and transferred into an animal. And the person will be behaving like an animal. 20. Lying and deception. These are weapons of witchcraft by evil powers. Are you following me so far? Group number 2. Witchcraft as works of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. Galatians 5, 19 to 20. Are we there? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So you can see witchcraft in verse 20 as part of the works of the flesh. How do we explain this? According to Prophet Samuel, rebellion and disobedience is the same thing as witchcraft. According to Prophet Samuel, stubbornness is the same thing as idolatry. Rebellion says, I will not do it. Stubbornness says, I will do it my own way. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. So God puts a rebellious person in the same category as witches and wizards. A lot of people are in this category without knowing. How could a person hope to fulfill his or her destiny when the Lord has declared that the person is a witch or wizard? How? How can the person fulfill his or her destiny when God has already put a death sentence on all witchcraft activities? Because the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Of all the offenses in the Bible, it's rare that God uses death sentence as punishment. But for witchcraft, death is the answer. Death sentence. So witchcraft as works of the flesh is a serious problem in the house of God. Many born-again Christians are actually practitioners of witchcraft. So this is why some of them are dying slowly. Some of them are dying quietly and softly, and we don't know what is happening to them. Some are just losing weight and melting away. You don't know what is happening. Others get attacked by incurable diseases, and you don't know why a strange disease like that should strike this person. Others will not look sick, but that death is already working in them, because there is a decree against all forms of witchcraft that suffer not a witch to live. It's a death sentence upon all kinds of witchcraft. And sometimes by the time something terrible will happen, somebody will come and say, how can this happen to a prayer warrior? How can this happen to a deaconess? How can this happen to a pastor? The man has become a witch many, many years ago, and the Lord had declared him a witch because he's rebellious to the Almighty. 1986, I think I excommunicated a pastor from Mountain of Fire. One person came for counseling. The girl does not come to Mountain of Fire. This pastor said, well, I will do deliverance for you so you can find a husband. And the girl was interested. And he said, but the deliverance will have to be done on your breast. So he now began to anoint the breast of the girl and began to use his hand to rub it until the breast actually became painful. Deliverance for what? Deliverance from for getting the husband. It was then the lady came to report to us. I had to excommunicate the pastor. And that pastor had become a witch many years ago, but nobody knew. If you have been doing something God had not asked you to do, or God asked you to discontinue a particular thing you did not discontinue, that disobedience puts you in the same class as a witch. And so there are many pastor witches, general overseer witches, superintendent witches, chorister witches. By choosing to disobey God, the person has aligned himself against the purpose of God and aligned himself to merge with the purpose of Satan. And that, as far as the Bible is concerned, is witchcraft. We're talking about witchcraft as works of the flesh now. In several homes, there are plenty of witch wives and wizard husbands. Both madam and husband, they are living in disobedience. When a woman says, I'm not going to allow any man to enslave me in the name of Bible salvation, that is witchcraft. There are so many witch husbands, witch wives all over the place. Some of them are comfortable financially, comfortable food-wise, but at the same time, the power of death is already working on them. So that's why some people talk about Pentecostal witches. There are Pentecostal witches. There are prophesying witches. There are tongue-speaking witches. There are ordained witches. We have many reverend, pastor, doctor, witches. And reverend, Mrs. Witch. And many pastor wizard. The sons of Eli, they were witches. Because they were sleeping with women right inside the place of worship. In their disobedience, they got into trouble. And what was the answer? The Lord killed them. That is always the result with witchcraft. If someone enters a church now and you find blood dripping in his mouth and said, I'm a vampire, I'm a witch, I'm sure many people will stand up, point finger at that person and rain fire prayer, thunder fire prayer on top of that person who is drinking blood and they came into the church. But there are plenty more that we cannot see the blood in their mouth, but they are witches internally. They wear the latest designer suits. They use the right perfume. They have a holy hat sitting on their head. Their clothes are well dry, clean and starched. But they are witches as far as God is concerned. They look sophisticated, but they are still witches. That's why 1 gram of obedience is better than 1,000,000 kilogram of sacrifices. Yes. Mrs. Johnson was brought to us for prayer. Mrs. Johnson was fortunate or unfortunate to be made the chairman of Ladies' Society in their Anglican church. Mrs. Johnson cannot pray. Mrs. Johnson does not even know where to find Hosea in the Bible. But Mrs. Johnson was made the president of the Ladies' Society because she's the only one who comes to church with a British heart. That was the only qualification. Mrs. Johnson didn't have too many problems until the day of the harvest. And his girls began to sing a special number. Mrs. Johnson, it is your time to fly. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time to fly, Mrs. Johnson. You didn't understand you're flying. She sang and danced until the night. When one of the guests entered into her room without passing through the door, through the wall, I said, "Madam, let's go." Say, "Where? Ah, it's your time to fly." I pray that any power dancing against your destiny shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. You don't understand that prayer. When the daughter of Herodias was dancing at the palace of Herod, nobody knew that the agenda of that dance was to cut off the head of John the Baptist. I say, any power dancing against your destiny shall be disgraced. 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 In the name of Jesus. So any one of us living in any form of rebellion or disobedience should repent, because as far as heaven is concerned, you're a witch, you're a wizard. And if you must kill the witch outside, the witch in you must die. If not, you are regarded as the same. One tragedy of life is for somebody to arrive at the gate of life. And they say, "You want to come here?" You say, "Yes." "Hey, but you're a witch." "Say, I'm not. Don't drink people's blood. I don't go to any meetings." "Say, but you are a rebellious person." A rebellious person. So we have a crisis in our hands. A crisis of evil powers manipulating and controlling the household of faith. A crisis of terrible powers with terrible agenda scattering churches. A crisis of build-up of witchcraft powers that is spoiling many things the house of God is doing. A crisis of witchcraft powers that is dousing the fire of holiness and making unholiness to grow. A crisis of witchcraft powers, an epidemic of witchcraft powers that is making the word of God as it is not working in people's lives again. A crisis of witchcraft powers that is making men to run helter-skelter. They will pray before you as a man of God, they will run to another man of God, they run to another man of God, they run to another man of God, then they run back again. A crisis situation where many, many, many promising ministers and ministries have been pulled down. A crisis situation where what the Bible says in Revelation 12 is now coming to pass. That woe unto the earth and unto the sea. For the devil has come against him in great wrath, knowing he hath but a short time. And because the devil knows that he has a short time, he's now very, very desperate. Very, very desperate. Any pastor who has not married now, hey, pray, oh, pray very well. Very, very well. Don't marry out of beauty or out of handsomeness, out of slim figure or fast car. Don't. Don't do that at all. You may be marrying a deficit. Many have married deficit like that. A brother got married. And the man is the head of prayer warrior. in a ministry that preaches serious holiness. Head of prayer warrior. But immediately, try from the first day after the marriage. The wife will just look at him. And you call yourself a prayer warrior. The brother did not understand. Say, so, you look at you and say, And you call yourself a prayer warrior. This went on for a while. Until one day, the wife got home from work. He locked the door. The brother was watching her. She threw the key under the bed. And without sleeping, this sister transformed to a python. A giant snake. The giant snake just came out of the gown she was wearing like this. When the brother saw the gown falling on the floor, and what is coming out from under was a python, he shouted, "Yeah, yeah, blood of Jesus! Blood of Jesus!" He jumped on the bed. "Sister, sister, ha, 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 blood of Jesus!" She now changed back and said, "Do you now see what I've been telling you, and you call yourself a prayer warrior?" "So I've just decided to show you who I am." "So you don't know who I am, you're just here every day." "Hey," brother said, "hey." But in their church, he had had their geo criticizing Mountain of Fire. That that place, there's one small boy at the gate of Hila casting out demons. That's what came to his head. So he brought the woman to me. This is not story. Brought the woman to my office. They told me what happened. The woman said, "The reason I showed myself to him is because I need deliverance. And I want to be free." That indeed, that our department was a department that swallows children. And people will be looking for those children. They won't find them again. They will think kidnappers have taken them for rituals. That they swallow children. And these children will disappear. So we started praying. After the prayer, and I said, "Okay, I see you again next time." The brother says, "Sir." Sir, excuse me, sir. "Excuse me, sir. Why don't you allow her to be stay here?" I said, "She can't stay here." I said, "Sir, I don't see myself touching this woman again." "Ha! Ha!" I said, "When she was a python, you were sleeping with her. Is it now she's delivered that you are running away?" "Say her, how do I know that she's delivered?" This is the problem. That's why, you see, most of those pastors, you hear, they are falling. They committed fornication. They did this. Those guys they slept with, they have careful manipulation of witchcraft from the pit of hell against them. And once you sleep with them, that's it. That's it. Your shouting will just become empty noises. And they'll be laughing at you. We laughed and say, "Ah, you're shouting here. Your spam is in our coven. You're shouting here." If you have made that mistake, you should go home, hold your penis, and pray fire prayer on that penis. That penis has missed road. Fire prayer. That penis. Now, how do we confront these things and give them red card to depart from our ministries? Number one, you have to repent from all known sin. Repentance is the first key. Witches don't operate when there is no sin. Repentance. I'm cutting short what I'm saying because we need to go and pray. This one is not talking. We can talk at the daybreak. We can teach anything in the Bible for daybreak. But this is the prayer that is the answer. But let me just cut it short and go straight to what we should do. The bottom line that there is a crisis of witchcraft, infiltration into people's lives, into church, trying to scatter things, trying to do terrible things. And this is why anything choir, you have to watch it carefully where you are. Know that the devil was the first choir master. Yes. And as many of them try to find their ways into the choir, because it's closer to the altar. Two, dedicate your household to the Lord. Dedicate your household to the Lord. What did I say just now? The power of dedication is very serious. The power of dedication is very serious. If a mother goes to dedicate her children to Ogun Shango Amadioha, the Ogun Shango demon will take that child as their property. As a property. So when you now try to break free and you have not broken your covenant, you'll be in trouble. The same thing, if you dedicate a child to God, you say his name shall be called Samuel. He's given to the Lord all the days of his life. If you are here, for example, and your parents gave you Samuel, you are in trouble. There is no way you are running to. If you say you are running from God, he will pursue you like Jonah and bring you back. Because you have been dedicated to him. So just like the enemy would pursue what is dedicated to him, God too will guard jealously over what is dedicated to him. I don't know whether you understand this principle I'm trying to share with you. When Jeroboam took over the government of Israel, he said, I don't want people to be going to Jerusalem again. So what he did was to establish an evil altar in Dan and another one in Bethel, to keep the Israelites from going to Jerusalem, believing that if they keep going there, the government will break and it will lose political support. So he put one idol and altar in Dan, he put another idol and altar in Bethel, and he said, "Behold, O Israel, the gods that brought you out of the land of Egypt." And people were going there to worship. The altar that was in Dan, God did not show any interest. Because that place was not dedicated to Jehovah. But the one in Bethel, the place where Jacob saw angels ascending and descending, that has been dedicated. The man went and put all that there. God went there to defend his interest by sending a prophet there to come and harass them. And the prophet prophesied against the altar and prophesied against Jeroboam. So anything dedicated to God, he will jealously guard it. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which is committed unto him. Three, train your children in the way of the Lord. Train your children in the way of the Lord, so that they won't bring witchcraft into the house. Four, train yourself and your children not to eat and drink indiscriminately. Train yourself and your children not to eat and drink indiscriminately. You follow that? As a man of God, woman of God, you don't just eat anywhere, anyhow. You don't buy food from the streets just like that and begin to swallow it. You don't buy granules, fried beans, cooked beans, all those things from the streets, and you begin to eat it. You don't. You may be looking for trouble. As the popular beans they sell in Lagos. If you have eaten that, you probably need some deliverance prayers. Because most of those beans are dedicated to idols before they start selling them. Don't eat and drink just anyhow, anywhere. The avenue of food poisoning and initiation is still used by the enemy up till now. 5. Cleanse your household and your premises. Cleanse your household and your premises. That is, do environmental sanitation. 6. Go for deliverance if they have already entered. If they've already entered into you, you may need to go for a deliverance yourself. Number what now? Number 7. Pray witchcraft dismantling prayers. There are prayers that dismantle witchcraft. What are these prayers? Let me take them very quickly. How do you pray against witchcraft powers? How do you keep them at bay with prayers? How do you show them their boundary? Number 1, pray against their foundation. Are you with me? That is, you know, the foundation of anywhere is very deep. Some families, people just die strange deaths. Some family, all men must marry witches. Some family, only the male is under attack. The women are doing well, the male are doing very badly. So, pray against their foundation in your family, your own life foundation. Pray against it. Bible says, behold, I lay in Zion a rock of offense. Whosoever collides with that rock will be ground to pieces. And if the rock decides to collide on you, it will grind the person to powder. So you need to pray that the rock of ages will destroy every witchcraft foundation in your own life. So if there is a witchcraft foundation in your family and you haven't dealt with it and you are trying to help others to fight their own witchcraft foundation, you get into trouble. Because you just put 2 and 2 together and say, this one is still in our bondage and is praying against us, and they will start attacking you more terribly. 2. Pray against their food. When you starve a person, the person becomes powerless. The Bible calls these powers eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Starve them. Pray against their food. 3. Pray against their seat. S-E-A-T. Their seat, the seat of witchcraft. That is where they settle down to hold their meeting. Pray against it. 4. Pray against their habitation. Pray against their habitation. The Bible says, let their habitation become desolate. One popular MFM prayer is to say, I scatter their habitation unto desolation. 5. Pray against their thrones. Pray against their thrones. All establishments have thrones. Pray against their throne. 6. Pray against their stronghold. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. A stronghold is a place that is difficult to attack. Difficult to attack. Pray against it. 7. Pray against their network. Network. That's why anywhere somebody goes, if you're under witchcraft attack, immediately you arrive at a new location, the network will show those there that you are still their prey. They will locate the person. This is why those of you who have traveled abroad, find many people who run away from Nigeria because they have trouble overseas, they have worse trouble. Because the enemy that was pursuing them in Nigeria did not leave them alone. He followed them. They ran away from Nigeria, said they are checking up. But when they check out, their problem check into their briefcase, and they took it away. 8. Pray against their communication system. 9. Pray against their transportation system. Disrupt their transportation. 10. Pray against their weapons. 11. Pray against their bank or warehouse. Pray against their bank and warehouse, where they are storing people's things. Things stolen by the strong man, where they are storing it. 12. Pray against their altars, the altars of witchcraft. 13. Pray against their projection. It's a cup outside the body, project themselves to go into where they should not go to. And lastly, pray against their padlocks. Pray against their padlocks. Beloved, we have a serious assignment in our hands. We're fighting against powers that are against ministry. Ministry involves you taking resources from God and passing it to men. And these powers don't want those resources to get to men, so that men can be thoroughly destroyed. And because you are at the center trying to gather resources from here to here, they know that if they get you out of the scene, the resources will not come down. Therefore, the first agenda of witchcraft against ministry is to smite the shepherd so that the sheep will flee. That's the first agenda. And in doing that agenda, they can do anything to anybody. So this is why it's not a joking matter at all to address these things. And this is why I just crash the surface of a deep topic to you today. So you know that the forces are real. In conclusion, there is no church that has no witches. He will say, I thank God there are no witches in my church. Then it's not a church. It's not a church. Because immediately you begin to preach the kind of thing God wants you to preach. Immediately you begin to pray the kind of prayer God wants you to pray. Immediately you begin to do the things God wants you to do. The devil will dispatch an agent there to come and scatter the thing. So it's left for you to now deal with the agent that they bring. They will not give up. They'll keep coming. You don't expect witches to go to the mosque. You don't expect witches to go to where people are drinking beer and alcohol. They've already captured those ones. You don't expect witches to go to where people are watching cinema shows. They've already captured those ones. Their major point of focus is the house of God. When Paul was persecuting Christians, he went to search for them where they were. He didn't sit at home. He went there to go and confront them. This is what they are doing these days. And the tragedy and what is bothering me, that a lot of people are being killed every day. Ministers, by these powers, consciously and unconsciously. We lost a young man many years ago, was very active in church. Very, very active in church. I don't know how he made the mistake of getting friendly with this girl. She didn't know the girl was sent to the church. So they got friendly, blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is that he died on top of this girl. Died on top of the girl. The day we went to bury him, a prophet was there at the burial. And the prophet saw a vision. In the vision, the boy that died was sitting on top of the coffin. And an old woman in the congregation was talking to the boy and said, we have finished you. More like you are still in that church, who are bent on disrupting our kingdom. This is how we're going to capture you one by one. Symmetry. And the boy too was talking back to us. It's not your fault. It's me that fell into your hands. Rise up, beloved. Rise up. All eyes closed. It will be a major tragedy if you leave this place tonight with a plastic experience. It will be a major tragedy if we depart from this holy ground and you still have activities and powers of witchcraft troubling you, troubling your family, troubling your church, troubling the work of God in your hand. Because we want now to use the weapon God has given to us to operate. Want to use that weapon to dismantle all these powers. The kind of prayers we are going to pray here tonight, they are not gentlemen's prayers. The gentle prayers have gotten nobody anywhere. Don't wait for them to stop you before you stop them. All eyes closed. The principles of heaven is very straightforward. Right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. Anyone who wants to deal with witchcraft, the only method that God recommends is kill them, death. Anybody who wants to deal with witchcraft will have to use the spirit of Jehu. Jehu in the Bible. Who is that? Says Jezebel. Okay. You guys there, throw her down. And those eunuchs who were supposed to be guiding Jezebel, they listened to the voice of Jehu, because Jehu had been anointed by Elisha. They took her up and threw her down. They threw her down. A gentleman will not pick up a lady and throw the lady down. No. That's why the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And those who are violent will still need force to take what they want. All eyes closed. The first prayer I want you to pray, as you are praying it, let your mind go to your family. Let your mind go to the church you are pastoring. Let your mind go to everything you are doing as you are praying this particular prayer. Say, every witchcraft arrow fired against my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, something is happening already. That's right. Continue. That's why Jesus brought you here. Something is happening already. Somebody have that sister with me. Masakapoyaba, the power of God in the name of Jesus. Move. Masikatayabo Shantarabo Kapola Baraba. Aha! We are here to issue judgment. Yes. Enough is enough. Fire it back. Aha! Masepokandara bosente yabakayaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. This next prayer. If you are afraid, please keep quiet. Because anything can happen. If you are afraid, don't pray. Anything can happen. But if you are tired of particular situation, you want to change, better pray. Witchcraft powers of my father's house. Dead in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes, 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 Receive the overcoming power. Receive it. Aha, aha. Yes, we release. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now, beloved. Complete silence. A surgery is taking place. That's right. A surgery is taking place. Yes. Enough is enough. The stagnation must cease. That's right. Something is happening. To about 15 different persons now. As a result of that prayer, something is happening. Yes! There's the yoke that has kept you at one spot, originating from the witchcraft powers of your father's house. That yoke is broken now. That is the first person over there. That's number two. Number three, four, five, six. Seven. Eight. Yes. Number nine. Look at what's happening over there. That's right. Number 10. Aha. Anything planted in my life by witchcraft powers. Please don't joke with this prayer. And don't take anything for granted. Can you shout it loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it here today? Death! In the name of Jesus. Kill it. Aha, aha, aha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bokatela kaya bo shendera bo konta. Ribalo kapo le katanda kaya bo shanta. Mana ribo sopola kaya bo shentera ba. Aha, 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 aha.
Jesus' name we pray. Very good. We have finished part one. Now we go to part two. Every witchcraft operation in my church. This is personal now. Or in your ministry. Call it any name you want. But something must happen before we leave here. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Scatter by fire! In the name of Jesus. Scatter it by fire! Something is happening already. Makapola katala boshente rabokontia. Rimo saponde kaya boshente. Scatter it by fire. Scatter it. Scatter it. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Uh-huh. You see what's happening? I see arrows of fire flying out from here. Say, re-enchantment. Reinforcement. Of witchcraft against me. Can I hear you shouting those two words? Uh-huh. Shout it with only anger. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. The enchantment and the reinforcement. Today is today. This is not a day to negotiate. You cannot negotiate. Yes. Aha. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Masekatela kaya bo shendera bo santayaba. Dakatala bo sopolaba. Dakantende kaya bo shenteraba. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to take your mind straight to the environment where your ministry is located. Take your mind there now and shout this way. I'm going to shout it. Environmental witchcraft. Around my ministry. What are you waiting for? There. In the name of Jesus. Deal with that environment. Deal with that environment. Pakaseta lakaya boshenta. Yes. Bakate sete yaboko shente rabasanta. Bakapota satala kayabo, riabo kasanda kayabo shantaraba. Aha, aha. Jesus' name we pray. We are making wonderful progress here today. Wonderful progress. Every power,
every power
reporting me to the covens. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Yes. If he's reporting me to the covens. Aha, 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 aha. Ribosotende kayabo shenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen. The Lord said this particular prayer. That ask my people to pray 3 times. And they will see what will happen within 10 days. Can you say the way I'm going to say my own? Witchcraft embargo.
On my calling.
Die! Die! In the name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 2. Open your mouth and pray it again. That's right. Masekate lakaya boshente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final time. Open your mouth and declare. Yes, destroy the embargo. Aha, aha. Destroy that embargo. In the name of Jesus. Masekate lakaya boshente raba. Borida katanda kaya boshenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate all those who pray those prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Now we now go to part 3 of our prayers. We are making progress. If you are in this meeting today and you know that either your mother or your father is a witch or is a wizard, or anytime you pray seriously about your calling, you see relatives, you see father, you see mother, please just find a way to this altar, be on your knees. We have work to do here today. Just be on your knees there. On your knees. Get on your knees. We have serious assignment to do here today. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Don't say, I don't think this concerns me, but if it concerns you, better shout it loud and clear. Power of parental witchcraft.
Power.
In the name of Jesus. Masekate lakaya boshentera baraba. That's right. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, power of domestic witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Basopola kaya bo shante. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for your children here at the altar. That beginning from now, whatsoever witchcraft assignment or operation has been affecting you, whether from your household, from your parents, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Masekaponta ribola kandeyaba. Beginning from this particular evening, receive your deliverance. 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 Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon your life that an uncommon, unusual, unmatchable favor will come upon you in the name of Jesus. And any power speaking failure into what you are doing, let that power be buried alive. Let it be buried alive. Let it be buried alive. Let him be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has done something great and marvelous for you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. 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 As you pray this next prayer now, if you are in this meeting and you still suffer sometimes from dream oppression, find a way to the altar too and be on your knees. You still get oppressed in your dream, find a way to the altar, be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. And this is very serious praying. Say this with all your heart, with a voice roaring like thunder. Every witchcraft projection into my dream, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter the projection. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front here, just shake your head vigorously. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it vigorously. That's right. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. So anything the enemy has put there to work against your life, anything the enemy is using as a ladder of torment, shake them off, 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 shake them off. In the name of Jesus, beginning from today, all the projections you have been experiencing in your dream, all the torment, all the oppression, you shall experience them no more. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now it is time to change our realm of prayers. It is time to change our realm of prayers. Now we want to deal with witchcraft in the heavenlies. We'll change our realm of prayer with a voice loud and clear and with warrior violence in your spirit. I want you to begin to pray in the spirit now. Yes. That's right. Begin to pray in the spirit. Aha! Mokapola kapola bokoya boshenta raba. Amen. Listen. Listen carefully. The Bible says, thy heaven, which is over thy head. Meaning that unto every man, there is an allocation in the heavenlies. That's why the Bible talks about open heavens or closed heavens. What closes heavens on top of a man? Evil spirits, demons, witchcraft powers. They will make the heaven to become brass on top of his head. The heavens will not open. And any man who is interested in the issue of destiny, the first thing you must check is whether your heavens are open. Once it's closed, there is a problem. Heavens can close over a ministry, can close over a life, can close over a career. Thy heaven, the Bible says, which is over thy head. So there are witchcraft powers in the heavenlies. Will you say this loud and clear? With a voice louder than anyone around you. Witchcraft powers!
Witchcraft powers!
Confronting my open heavens.
Can
I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Is that how loud you can shout this word?
Power,
in the name of Jesus.